Hello and welcome to Over the Counter, the podcast from Drug Topics. This episode is brought to you in part by American Associated Pharmacies. AAP is a nationwide cooperative of more than 2,000 independent pharmacies operating since 2009 as one of America's largest and most comprehensive independent pharmacy organizations. AAP is governed by a board of directors elected from its membership. Real independent pharmacy owners facing the same industry challenges as member pharmacies. The company serves as a partner, advocate, and collaborator to bring innovative and cost-saving programs to its members. AAP is member-focused, driven by integrity and loyalty to the independent pharmacy industry. Learn more today at rxaap.com. In this episode, Jeff Harrell, owner of 23 Pharmacies, will be discussing some simple tools and tips to optimize profitability and streamline operations using objective data straight from your pharmacy. What's the real cost of chasing the best sale prices from multiple distributors? Do you really need to reorder that product on the shelf? And if you do, will it sell? How do you identify missed refill opportunities and prompt more adherence for both better patient outcomes and higher revenue? How does all of this operational data influence your business decisions? In this podcast, we'll dive into these considerations and more and discuss easy-to-use tools to help you get started. So today we're welcoming Jeff Harrell, successful pharmacist and owner of 23 independent pharmacies in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. Jeff, thanks for joining the Over the Counter podcast today.
No, thank you very much for having me. Looking forward to diving into good independent pharmacy talk.
So tell us a little bit about your professional background before we get into it.
Sure. Graduated from Washington State University in pharmacy back in 01, I think it's been so far now. It goes fast. And got into independent ownership in 2006. It kind of just manifested and developed into a growth pattern where today we are sitting with 23 locations in three states. And I do have some partners that work at those stores, which kind of makes the model really function and work efficiently. And so it's been fun and challenging at the same time. But that's kind of where we're at.
So your experience is a testament to the fact that you have wide-ranging expertise in successfully operating an independent pharmacy. So how do insights into your operational data impact your business decisions?
So data is huge, and I can't stress that enough, especially in the world that reimbursement world that we're in today. The data doesn't lie. I've always said, it's kind of funny when your front end manager comes to you and says, "Hey, I sold 20 of those. We're going to reorder." And I'm going, "Well, how many? You know, what's the data say? You know, did you sell 20, or did employees buy 20, or did five of them get stolen?" You know, and so. They always come back to me with a different answer or whatnot. But when we're looking and evaluating pharmacies, we dive deep into the data, and it really helps us make better educated business decisions on the data impact of your business. The mining of the data helps you actually find patients who are unprofitable or not good patients for you. And I know this is a tough situation for a lot of pharmacy owners, because they feel like they have to take care of every patient. And we have found that some patients, their book of business is not profitable. We're losing money on every fill. And so we try to mitigate that, you know, by using the data to help find those patients and help make that patient profile a little bit more profitable for us. Another thing too is the contracting. We've found too that if we are in a preferred network versus a non-preferred network, that we're actually making more money and filling less prescriptions in some of these non-preferred networks because the preferred networks are so steep. And so we use that data to help analyze that and make better decisions on our contracting, as well as the patient's book of business.
And many independent pharmacists spend a lot of time chasing price discounts or quote unquote sale prices on drugs in the hope of improving margins and profitability. What advice do you have regarding keeping up with all of that?
Yeah, that's a tough one because, you know, as I said earlier, the reimbursement's getting way out of balance for us. But a lot of independent pharmacies for many years have had to buy from many different vendors to try to keep their costs down and keep their business viable. You know, our philosophy is a little different on that. We really focus on maximizing our prime vendor agreement with our wholesaler and our buying group. And we also really focus on the end price. A lot of people are focused on that price right there, that front price. And if we can get a better price over the course of, you know, rebates and discounts and maximizing your prime vendor agreement, then you're ahead dollars. And so a lot of people like to go, you know, shop on the phone with the different vendors, 4, 5, 6, 7 a day. You know, that takes time. You know, I value a pharmacist owner about $500 an hour. I know it sounds like a lot, but a pharmacist owner that's running their own pharmacy, being a pharmacist, doing all the admin stuff, you know, they're worth about that. So how much time, you know, are they spending on the phone with a different vendor? You know, they have to take that into consideration. And then you have to pay, you know, write a check to each vendor or reconcile a credit card statement with each vendor. And by the time you add all those up, your savings isn't quite what you think it is, especially if you're not maximizing your prime vendor agreement. And let's say you're potentially missing a tier, you know, like if you could have spent an extra $1,000 in the generics with your wholesaler, it would have bumped you up a tier and given you a better rebate on your brands or your generics. And so we really focused on, number one, maximizing the deal with your wholesaler and your buying group or your buying group and focusing on just streamlining the processes and taking a lot of the extra time and effort to shopping out. And so far, it's worked out great for us, and we're buying, you know, better than if you were out single shopping constantly for, you know, cheaper drugs.
And one of the key tools you use at your pharmacies for insight into your data is ProfitAmp, a proprietary business intelligence tool from AAP. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. ProfitAmp is a fantastic product that actually will help develop along the way, doing some beta testing for them. We have gotten to the size where I have one pharmacist that just does the data analytics for us. And so he uses ProfitAmp to tease out claims that were underpaid. Maybe we're billing obsolete NDCs. Maybe we missed an administration fee on a flu shot. You know, many little, what I call billing, you know, faux pas or mess ups, you know, in the pharmacy. He's monitoring those claims. Pharmacy is an interesting industry in that we bleed a lot of money, or we leak a lot of money. And we don't do it on purpose. It's just, you know, we try to get a paid claim, a label, stick the label on and get the patient the medication. And if you, an owner, aren't watching every claim, you know, it's just the hit of F7 or F12, and that submits to the insurance. And if it's not correct, they're only going to pay you the least amount that they can. And so we really maximize profit by looking at all those different things I referenced earlier, as well as, you know, missed opportunities with refills, missed opportunities with patients potentially transferring out. There's a whole bunch of data points within ProfitAmp that you can use to really, really help drive your business and not miss some of that money that leaks through the holes. Basically, you're kind of plugging that boat up and filling those leaky holes when you're able to really analyze the data and put it then back to the stores to be fixed or adjusted on the claim. I really wanted to talk a little bit more about the ROI. There's a lot of products out there that people buy and pay a monthly fee for that you don't ever use, or, you know, or you went to a trade show and you just signed up for something and you're getting paid $199 or dinged $199 or $299. With ProfitAmp, you actually can see an ROI, and there's two different levels of it. There's the basic level, and then there's the more advanced data level, which allows you to get a deeper dive into the data and get information to make, you know, financially beneficial decisions. And so that, you know, that's super important, you know, with a service like this, you're paying a lot of these others that to get nothing out of it, but a profit amp is something that is worth every penny and more. And like I said earlier, it pays for itself in the first 90 days for the entire year is what we're seeing on our end.
And a lot of people might still be apprehensive about data related technologies. Mm-hmm. What would you say to the pharmacies who don't want to share their data for things like this?
Well, it's kind of funny. Years and years ago, people would say, get into politics or get out of pharmacy. And I'm not a big politics guy. And I know this doesn't sound like the question you asked me, but I'm going to use that saying in this. If you don't get into the data, you're going to get out of pharmacy. You're not going to choose to. You're just going to get forced out. And the data right now, it's there. The switches have it. Your wholesaler is probably getting a data feed. Your buying group's getting a data feed. All the switch companies see all your data. So the data is already there. They have it. So if they have it, the concerns about whether you should share your data or not should be gone. You need to use your data. You need to maximize your data because everybody else is using your data and sometimes using it against you. So you need to use it to help your business grow, help your business be sustainable, and help you manage your claims and stuff better. So my comment to that is you get into data or you're going to get out of pharmacy.
What do you see as the first steps for a pharmacy to begin focusing on data for operational decisions?
Well, for us, we hired someone to do that. Not every pharmacy can do that. So delegating or finding someone within your group or within your pharmacy to take that on. There are a lot of technicians, you know, some pharmacists that like data. And so, you know, they can get in there and have a little fun with it. If you are big enough and you want to hire somebody specifically for that, that's what we've done. And it's actually taken us to another level. I actually have a pharmacist doing all of our data analytics, and he pays for his entire salary in the first 6 weeks of the year by helping fix claims and driving, you know, data to the pharmacies to make better decisions. The one thing too is you don't want to lose sight. You don't want to basically a lot of people can't see the forest through the trees. And a lot of this goes down to, you know, the data helps you clean up sloppy buying decisions, helps you decrease, you know, your costs for supplies and staffing extra when they're out there trying to buy and on the phone, you know, interruptions with different vendors, you know, calling to sell them one-off products or specials today. You know, a lot of people rely on their gut to make decisions, but now with the data, you really can focus on the true answers and you're now making decisions with data, not your gut. I touched on it earlier, but, you know, the PVA is so big and using the data to help manage your PVA, a lot of things are based off of generics compliance and tiers. And so if you can manage those tiers and use your data and your buying data to maximize that prime vendor agreement, you know, you're getting a huge benefit out of that because you're not missing tiers and leaving dollars on the table. Yeah, our operational costs actually have gone down by really utilizing the data and maximizing all the different key points that Profit Amp spits out to us. And so it's been a really good addition of services for our group. And like I said, the ROI, it pays for itself real quickly. Specifically if you dive in, you know, and accept that data is going to be needed to be used to help drive your business decisions.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Over the Counter. For more episodes on the latest and greatest pharmacy trends, check out drugtopics.com or anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts. We'll see you next time at the counter.